Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
There are many days when you can turn on the radio or TV or surf the internet and find some dramatic story happening. It starts off as breaking news, such as a fire in a building. They say it was an accident, then they say someone set it on purpose. Then they announce it was a group protesting about something. The police can't find them, but then suddenly, they've arrested them. All of this can happen in just hours.
Speaker B.
The news is rarely pleasant to hear. Sometimes local stories are okay, but when it comes to world news, don't count on being happy to hear it. There are lots of terrible things going on all over the planet, and it's true that we get used to it. But I'm sure it makes plenty of people sad. I myself don't like to read the news because it's depressing. I stick to the positive side of things.
Speaker C.
A lot of people get their news from TV. It's fine if you want to learn about a lot of things that you don't necessarily care about. For example, I don't like hearing about sport at all. It's boring. What I like to do is read the news on the internet. It's the best way to get exactly the kind of news you're looking for. Then, when you're done, you can go and do something else, like check Facebook or email.
Speaker D. I find that the news is quite enjoyable these days. If you watch any news program or click on any news website, you'll see that there are a lot of different categories of news, such as health, entertainment, sports, local news, world news, and the list goes on. I really like how we can get all sorts of news from so many places. There's no end, really, to how many different types of news are available. Speaker E.
I think most people like to get their news from websites or TV, and those are great places to get it, of course. I myself watch news programmes on TV all the time. But what I've noticed is that nowadays you can actually get quite a lot of news from Facebook, believe it or not. If you like an organisation or club's page, you get updates whenever they have a news story. I rather like that.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
There are many days when you can turn on the radio or TV or surf the internet and find some dramatic story happening. It starts off as breaking news, such as a fire in a building. They say it was an accident, Then they say someone set it on purpose. Then they announce it was a group protesting about something. The police can't find them, but then suddenly they've arrested them. All of this can happen in just hours.
Speaker B.
The news is rarely pleasant to hear. Sometimes local stories are okay, but when it comes to world news, don't count on being happy to hear it. There are lots of terrible things going on all over the planet, and it's true that we get used to it, but I'm sure it makes plenty of people sad. I myself don't like to read the news because it's depressing. I stick to the positive side of things.
Speaker C.
A lot of people get their news from TV. It's fine if you want to learn about a lot of things that you don't necessarily care about. For example, I don't like hearing about sport at all. It's boring. What I like to do is read the news on the internet. It's the best way to get exactly the kind of news you're looking for. Then, when you're done, you can go and do something else, like check Facebook or email.
Speaker D. I find that the news is quite enjoyable these days. If you watch any news programme or click on any news website, you'll see that there are a lot of different categories of news, such as health, entertainment, sports, local news, world news, and the list goes on. I really like how we can get all sorts of news from so many places. There's no end, really, to how many different types of news are available. Speaker E.
I think most people like to get their news from websites or TV, and those are great places to get it, of course. I myself watch news programmes on TV all the time. But what I've noticed is that nowadays you can actually get quite a lot of news from Facebook, believe it or not. If you like an organisation or club's page, you get updates whenever they have a news story. I rather like that.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.